This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A bill with a $47 million price tag found favor with the House Ways and Means Committee Tuesday. Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger wants to double Louisiana's current earned income tax credit.
This allows about 30% of the state of Louisiana to keep more of their earned money.
There were the kind of arguments for the bill that you'd expect.
I see this bill as a response to almost consistent criticism that I hear in this building and in the community at large about people getting something for nothing. This program is one that rewards people for working.
Father Fred Kammer with Loyola Social Research Institute said Louisiana's working poor could benefit from a raise in the state EITC.
The dollar value to each family of the federal share was $2,685, and the state value was $94.
There were objections like this from Kenner Representative Julie Stokes, who was concerned about the timing.
We're going to be back in this building probably in early 2016 for a special session that will probably focus on tax reform, and I think that would probably be a better timing.
I share your concerns with the timing. However, given the nature of our situation and the need for offsets, I thought that it was an appropriate thing to bring at this time.
And that was the key, the offsets. This bill could help offset the House-approved tax increases and help keep the budget within the governor's no net tax increase guidelines.
If we're going to ultimately balance the budget without vetoes, we need to just be cognizant that at this point in the session, providing the Senate with some options on offsets, I think, is a valuable tool.
The bill now moves to the House floor. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.